Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is The Fog by Brooke Hardwick. Published by Simon & Schuster in 2024, today's book is all about writing, memory, and therapy. Kate is recovering from a messy breakup and has won a place at an exclusive writing retreat on a remote Irish island. The retreat is run by a renowned psychologist, Cormac, who's skilled at helping writers break through their blocks. Taking the ferry, she arrives on the grim but beautiful island of Rathlin and is met by a Scotsman in a kilt, who takes her to the stone house overlooking the cliffs. She meets the other writers, the loud and confidently obnoxious Ruby, the troubled married couple Mark and Sarah, and Cormac's famous writer brother. Cormac lays out his 10-day program of group activities and solo therapy sessions. But Kate is not well. Her mind and her memory are blurry and patchy, and she suffers from terrible headaches. She reminisces about her husband Hugh and how they met and married. But where is Hugh now? As Kate and the others get deeper into the program, Cormac pushes them into more unfamiliar and psychologically treacherous territory. But is there something about the island and the program which reminds Kate of her husband? Is she beginning to remember what happened? And as the relationships and everyone's mental state gets more fraught and fracturous, the fog rolls in and cuts them off from the rest of the world. Is this all part of Cormac's process, or has something gone terribly wrong? The Fog is an atmospheric and tense and claustrophobic thriller about memory and trauma. It's about stories, the ones we tell ourselves, which might not be true, and the ones writers create for others. And the stories of the island, the folklore which lives deep in the soil and along the cliffs. Away from London and her home, Kate's past slowly comes back to her, but there are gaps, big gaps, in her memory. Cormac promises her big breakthroughs on the island, and the exercises he sets bring back recollections of her life with her husband Hugh. But the revived memories are more confusing than the gaps. Kate is vulnerable and distrusts herself and her brain as much as anyone else on the island. As Cormac challenges her to go further, can she trust him and his program? Or is she the problem? And is she too weak to make it through? The Fog is a novel about abuse, emotional, physical, and mental, and the story is told to cover up or obfuscate. It's about abuse in intimate relationships and in professional settings. It's about booze and sex and all the crutches people use to hide their pain and pushing their mental state to the breaking point for the sake of their art. It's about isolation and lies and self-help, and it's all about control, control over others and control over the narrative. So if you like murkiness, damaged people, writers, islands, bonsai, and trauma, you might like The Fog by Brooke Hardwick. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.